Ann Roberts. U.S. leaders said early Wednesday they've reached an agreement on a $2 trillion economic rescue package to help workers and businesses cope with the coronavirus outbreak. The text of the bill is due to be released Wednesday morning with a vote in the Senate to follow. If the Senate gives approval, the measures will go to the House of Representatives. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the legislation goes a long way toward meeting the needs of the American people, and House Democrats will now review it. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell described the measure as good news for doctors and nurses around the country who need more funding and protective equipment, as well as for families who are set to get checks as part of an effort to inject trillions of dollars into the U.S. economy. U.S. President Donald Trump is poised to send the United States back to work within weeks, despite warnings from medical experts saying that might be premature to prevent an even wider spread of the COVID-19 virus. Quote, I would like to have the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter, end quote. That's what the president said during an interview on Fox News Tuesday. Easter is April 12th. In a subsequent White House interview with Fox News, the president said it would be beautiful to have packed churches all over the country on Easter. At a White House briefing for reporters later in the day, Trump said he would rely on the coronavirus task force and data for setting a date that could see some sections of the country that are not hotspots for COVID-19, like the Farm Belt, some of the western states, and Texas, released from coronavirus guidance on social distancing. COVID-19 has reached nearly every country in the world, infecting 423,000 people and killing about 19,000. Those figures, according to Johns Hopkins University. Spain has seen the number of deaths surge past China, with more than 730 in the past 24 hours. This is VOA News. They have signed a multi-million euro contract with to acquire medical supplies to fight the coronavirus pandemic. The supplies will be delivered on a staggered basis every week, with the first delivery, a major one, arriving by the end of this week. China has lifted a lockdown on Hubei province, where the new corona pandemic began, while the World Health Organization warns the United States could be the next center of the outbreak. China has seen vast improvement in its caseload after implementing tough measures meant to keep people at home and prevent spreading of the virus. Chinese health officials reported Wednesday 47 new cases, all of them among people who arrived from other countries. South Korea had been among the best in the world at coronavirus testing. It has agreed to provide the United States with badly needed test kits. Seoul says President Trump asked South Korea for the help Tuesday. Vietnam's health ministry reported an additional 7 coronavirus cases Wednesday, taking the Southeast Asian country's tally to 141. It has no deaths so far. Italy has the second highest number of coronavirus cases and has seen the harshest effects recently, with hundreds of deaths per day. It will be under scrutiny as authorities seek to enforce a lockdown order that has been in place for more than 2 weeks. Those caught outside without approval reasons face increased fines up to $3,300, up from 227. The health minister of the UN recognized Government of National Accord report Libya's first case of the coronavirus, of particular concern in the North African country where civil war has badly decreased the public health care system. Amazon has suspended thousands of accounts of third-party sellers suspected of charging much higher prices on household goods where shortages have been seen during the coronavirus pandemic. The Michael Jackson estate is donating $300,000 to help the entertainment industry workers on Broadway, the music business, and in Las Vegas, all who have been hurt by the pandemic. Sudan's Minister of Defense has died of a heart attack in the South Sudan capital of Juba. The army said he was participating in peace talks with rebel groups. South Sudan is shutting down Juba International Airport and all border entry points to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The head of airport said aviation officials canceled all passenger flights from Kenya and Ethiopia scheduled to arrive in Juba. Sudan reported its first coronavirus case last Thursday after a 52-year-old Sudanese man who had returned from the United Arab Emirates died. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts via remote for VOA News.
VOA 1.